The halachot of mukseh, if a person has on the table bones, we're talking about bones of something that he ate, or shells. And these shells or bones are not fit for consumption, not by humans and not by animals. They're hard bones, let's say, that even animals would not eat. So they have a status of mukseh. The question is, how can he deal with them by getting them off the table? So there's a few ways that Hacham ben Tzion offers in order to Tzion Perek Chavav in She'ela Zayin. One option would be if they piled up to the extent where they're disgusting, so then they turn into a status that's called Graf Shel Re'i, which is something that's unseemly on the table, especially if there's a significant amount of them. So then the law is that one can get rid of them in the normal way with his hands. But it's not always, you know, assumed that it's a graf shel re'i, unless, again, it really is, you know, piled up to the extent where it's ma'us, where it's disgusting. Another option would be, Chacham ben Tzion writes, to take the back of your hand and brush them away with the back of your hand. That would be called tiltul kil ahar yad. And a tiltul and a moving of mukseh in the not normal fashion would be permissible in such a case. Third option would be is to take a knife and to move the mukseh. Now that would be called, using a knife, that would be called tiltul minatsad, which we'll learn about that in depth, but literally it means it's an indirect moving of the mukseh, although the knife is in your hand. But you're moving it indirectly, through the knife, not through your hand. There's only one restriction when it comes to tiltul minatsad. You can only use that leniency if it's letzorek dabara mutar, if it's for a permissible purpose. Well, to get the bones off the table is not a permissible purpose. As a matter of fact, the bones are mukseh. So that would be tiltul minatsad for the purpose of the isur. Unless, Chacham ben Tzion says, you need the table. You need the space on the table to put something else there. Needing the space of the table is considered tzorech hamutar. So it would be permissible to use the back of the knife to brush them off the table, if you need the table, the space of the table. So basically there's three options on bones that are not edible to animals. Number one, if you have the heter of graf shel re'i. Number two, kil achar yad, which can be lenient without any restriction. Or minatsad, using the knife, as long as you need the place of the table. Now, if they are bones that are edible to animals, as example, a chicken bone would be edible to dogs, therefore one can move the chicken bones directly with his hands, because they're edible to dogs, even though he himself does not have a dog. That so long as there's dogs in the city, Chacham ben Tzion holds walking distance. Chacham Avadya is a little more lenient. He says even if they're at the end of the city, doesn't matter, it'll be permissible as well. But we don't have to worry about that with dogs, they're all over the place, and cats, especially where we live in Brooklyn. So clearly these bones would be ra'ui for ma'achal kelavim. And that would be a heter to move them. But let's say eggshells that are not edible to animals, pistachio shells, pits of olives and things like that, but they're hard pits where they're not edible to animals, so then you would have to rely on the three options that were given above. Either the graf shel re'i, the tiltul kal achar yad, or the tiltul min hatzad, the tzorech davar hamutar.